Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome to As I See It. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris, coming to you live in Cool Springs with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. I'm really excited today because you know how it is when you meet somebody or work with some people that really have a lasting impression on you. Those are the type of people that even if you're separated for many years, it seems when you're back together, it's just the same and you kind of pick up where you left off, whether it's a friend or a coworker. Some people just have that natural chemistry, and that describes my relationship with my guest today, Dr. Robin Brady. Robin and I worked together first at Nashville's premier eye disease and surgery center, and when I left to purchase this practice, Dr. Brown's, originally, and Susan and I merged our Donaldson Eye Care and Cool Springs Eye Care practices, Robin stayed at the referral center, and he has had quite a successful career in eye disease management, yet recently we're able to work out him joining Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care, and we couldn't be happier about it. So, Robin, welcome to As I See It.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And particularly, welcome to being a part of the doctor team at Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care.
And I'm very excited to be here.
So I gave a little bit of a build-up introduction to you, but it's legitimate, it's authentic, and I really do feel that way. But let's talk a little bit about you. Where did you grow up, and how did you get to Nashville?
So I grew up in a city just outside of Michigan, outside of Detroit, in Michigan. And was there till...
For those of you that may not know, Michigan is a part of Ohio nobody wanted.
Or vice versa. And from there went to Central Michigan University and then moved to the South, moved to Memphis to go to optometry school. And pretty much first day in Tennessee decided this is probably where I'm going to be staying.
Was it the weather or just the friendliness of the people? Or
yes,
just
it was the friendliness of the people. Yeah. We were lost and got directions at a gas station, and four people behind me, as I'm asking the gentleman at the counter for directions, says, "I'm heading that way. I'll carry you there."
Yeah.
So like, I walk out to our U-Haul truck, and the person I'm moving to Memphis with says, "Where are we going?" I said, "I don't know. This guy's going to carry us there." He's like, "What does that mean?" I said, "I think we follow him."
Yep.
And I said, that had never happened where we were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. I had the same or a similar type experience when I was a kid, and my dad got out. I forget exactly where we were. We're in the southeast or southwest, and dad got out, and he was asking directions, and I'm sitting there with the window open, you know, probably no seatbelt, sitting in the back of the station wagon, right. something safe like that. And he asked directions, and the guy goes, "Yeah, you just follow the R." And so got back in, and he said, "Well, you heard him. I'm just going to follow the R." So we're all looking for a sign that had a big R on it. And what he meant was arrow. but it was the same type of thing. He was very friendly and going to help. And, oh, man, it's easy. Just follow the R.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway. Yeah. So right now you are married. You have how many children?
I have a stepson, 29, and a son that's 12.
Okay. And where did you meet your wife?
Interesting story. I actually met her. She was referred into the practice for a lid bump.
Oh, okay.
And there was obvious chemistry, even though I was treating her disease aspect of the eye. And after about the third visit, it was resolved, and she left the practice. And I, you know, said, oh, well, that's how that goes.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, I guess she may have felt the same way I did, and she actually called back a couple hours later and said that she'd like to speak with me personally, and the staff gave me the message. I called her on the way home, and she basically asked me to lunch.
Wow, very good. Yeah. She was afraid. She was afraid you'd be too wimpy to do so. Is that right? Or, no, she knew that there's a professional line that you can't be. Yeah,
that's right.
That's really cool. That's really neat. So let's talk about that. You've been at, I mentioned, the referral center. What kind of work have you been doing for the last 20, 25 years?
So basically ocular disease care, seeing patients for evaluations for surgical procedures like cataract surgery and some minor glaucoma procedures. Also treating patients that have some sort of eye disease that would be referred in by an optometrist who wants some help with it, whether it be an ocular infection or something along those lines. Seeing diabetic patients for their diabetic exams and those type of things.
Lots of glaucoma, lots of cataracts, lots of diabetes, dry eye, all the different type of things, as well as much more complicated things because they're by the time they're sent by another eye doctor – They are usually something that the doctor has tried many things and boy, I just need a second opinion. This isn't going the way that I want, or I'd like your opinion, Dr. Expert Robin Brady, to tell me what do you think we need to do from here, right? And kind of working cooperatively with them as a specialist.
Yes, and then we'd manage that, resolve that issue, and then get that patient back to that primary care doctor.
Yeah, exactly. So you are known for many things, if not the least of which is you got a tremendously positive attitude, you're expert in disease management, and you're kind of a can-do spirit. Was that inherited or is that unique? Has it just always been you? Because you certainly portray that authentically to other people. You have a natural way about you that way. Where'd that come from?
I would probably say my folks. My mother and father, if I heard my father say 1,000 times, you can do anything you set your mind to, you know, that was just mine and my sister's way to grow up, is we knew that we could do anything we put our mind to, and we were expected to do anything that we put our mind to. It was, you had to learn to fend for yourself, you know, so to speak, and make sure that you were learning what you needed to do to be a good human being. And they pushed us hard at that.
You were raised well. Sometimes we kid about that, but we do sometimes see in the Midwest and the North that people are a little bit more reticent to, hey, well, you say, I mean, I remember when I transferred from Western Kentucky up to Ohio State, I noticed a big difference in just, you know, we'd say hi to everybody crossing campus. And there at first it was like, why are you saying hi to me? Yeah. You know, that type of thing. So maybe that's how we both found kind of that nice, comfortable, friendly. I like to be that way. So I like to surround myself with people that are that way down here in the South. Right.
Without a doubt. So yep.
Following the R.
Yeah, that's right. Carrying people where they got to go.
That's carrying. We're going to carry you there. Yeah. all right. We're talking with Dr. Robin Brady. Our goal, as you know, at Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care is to provide you more than good eye care, but a great healthcare experience. So I want to talk about with Dr. Brady, who's one of the newest doctors here on our team, some of the services that may be available. Let's say that I have a family member that had glaucoma and I just want to check that out. Tell me what you're going to do in a comprehensive eye health and vision exam that includes checking for glaucoma.
So obviously one of the things that patients know about is checking the pressure of the eye. And we have multiple ways of doing that here and make the patient the most comfortable, but get the most accurate data. We would also, if need be, dilate the eyes. We have plenty of testing here that goes along for glaucoma patients. OCT testing, that is an optical coherence tomographer that will uses a laser to scan the optic nerve. And I basically tell patients it scans the optic nerve and kind of rebuilds that within a computer so that we can, A, store it and see it in the future, but B, stack future images on top of that, and that they should fit like a solo cup, a solo cup. If they, for some reason, don't fit, is that change due to glaucoma? And the machine's able to point that out to us pretty readily.
And something that we have, we rely on tremendously because those changes can occur before somebody loses any vision or any healthy optic nerve. And truly, the definition of glaucoma now is a range or group of disorders that lead to a chronic atrophy of the optic nerve. In fact, although we think about it with eye pressure is not even in the definition anymore for the Academy of Ophthalmology or the American Optometric Association. Right. It's a risk factor, isn't it? It is something that's important.
And it's, I, again, just explain to patients, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. We don't need to know what it is for the standpoint of do we need to treat or not, but we do need to know what it is as to whether a treatment is effective or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we like to set, especially in a group practice, let's say that you did decide to start somebody on treatment, we'd like to set a goal so that, let's say you can't come in on a day Dr. Brady is here, although we like to keep you with the same doctor, and you're seeing me, I know that Dr. Brady with you has come up with a personal goal for where that eye pressure needs to be, right?
Yes, right.
And eye pressure does vary day to day and from morning to evening, doesn't it?
Yes, so, yeah. I mean, we could check your pressure 20 minutes ago, and I really wouldn't know what it is right now unless we checked it.
That's right. So we really are looking for a range.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get too wigged out if you go, oh, geez, it's 14 today. Last time it was 13.
Correct.
I mean, now, if it was last time 13 and now it's 28, that's significant, right?
Right, yeah. Looking first for trends and pressure.
First, we're going to check, make sure our machine's working right. Yeah. That's important. Yes. And then if it is duplicated, then we say, oh, because that big fluctuation, there's a certain normal amount of fluctuation that we say is inherent. You know, our blood pressure varies during the day some.
Yes.
But not a huge range. I don't go from 120 over 80 to 160 over 105. That would be a problem, right? So same thing with eye pressure. So that's kind of on the glaucoma side. Cataracts, everybody gets cataracts, right?
So everyone will develop a cataract if they're lucky to live long enough.
Yeah, I'm having a little tough time, you know, with my nighttime vision. I'm going to go see you, and I see Dr. Brady at Donaldson Eye Care, and you're checking me for cataracts. Is that something I have to ask to be done, or is that done naturally?
Yeah, no, that is a normal part of the exam on every patient that comes in. We check for cataract, glaucoma, any retinal health issues that potentially could arise. All those things are part of the general health exam.
Okay, and we probably ought to communicate that a little bit more, because I can't, I mean, we're looking for that closely. We're going to target our care towards your main particular personal needs, but there are certain things that we're always watching for, right?
Correct, yeah. There's so much more to the eye than just can you see clearly at a distance or can you read okay? And unfortunately, I think some of the general population feels, I see fine, so my eyes must be healthy. And unfortunately, that's not the case. You could have something that might not be affecting your vision now, but next year, maybe 10 years from now, could have a very detrimental effect on your vision.
Which is why, as we've talked about before in this podcast, our mission statement says to protect, correct, and enhance eye health and vision. And just what Dr. Brady's speaking to, you may be 45 years old or 58 years old, and you don't have any macular degeneration, but we're still assessing your risks and doing certain things to determine, do we need to follow you closer, or are you on the normal schedule that, you know, macular degeneration issues are going to peak in the mid to later 70s. Do we need to do anything different or other than recommend don't smoke?
All right.
And if you don't smoke, don't take it up as
a hobby.
Don't
take it up as a hobby. That's right.
And wear good ultraviolet protecting sunglasses outside. Sometimes certain people need nutritionals, but even that's kind of a, you know, we'll do a separate session just on macular degeneration, because sometimes it's easy for doctors to just go, oh, just take this. Because the studies say if you already have intermediate or moderate macular degeneration, that the population should be treated with certain levels of zinc and other nutrients. But we've looked at that data further and found that there are certain segment of the population where that zinc is deleterious, and actually they'll progress faster.
Right.
So it's really, our approach is to try to make it very personalized medicine.
Without a doubt. Yeah, and we've got all the equipment here at Cool Springs Eye to be able to take that on.
Yeah, you've come from a pretty high-tech referral center that has multiple locations, but how would you what struck you with regard to the equipment that exists in Cool Springs and Donaldson?
Oh, there's probably more equipment here than we had in the referral center, more on the lines of macular degeneration following and treat and diagnosing. And as much glaucoma care and testing for glaucoma as we'd have anywhere else. So,
and a heck of a lot better optical.
Since
you didn't do any of that.
Didn't do any optical.
All right. So with regard to how do you make an appointment with Dr. Brady, you can go online at www.coolspringseyecare.com or www.donaldsoneyecare.com. We'll have Dr. Brady up on the online schedule. But also you can call the offices. Cool Springs, as you know, 615-771-7555. Donaldson is 615-889-0147. Dr. Brady's providing care in both offices. As we're taping this today, he's a little more in the Cool Springs office because we have a doctor or two out, and he's following here patients a little bit more. But I would encourage you to seek out Dr. Brady. He's a great guy. You probably talk about Predators hockey, maybe a
Michigan football
or a mid-major football team like like the University of Michigan. Only kidding. Go Big Ten.
Go Big Ten. That's right.
So, Dr. Brady, I can assure you, we'll provide you personalized care, expert clinical care, and is somebody that you can talk to. And we think that's so important in the doctor-patient relationship. So thanks for spending some time with us, Robin. Anything else that you want to mention today that I may not have asked you?
No, Arthur, all is good. Just like I said, so happy to have joined the practice. The staff here is amazing. You'll find that they'll take excellent care of you and nurture you, and we'll have fun doing it.
That's great. Well, you're adding to our reputation and our goal of providing more than good eye care, a great healthcare experience. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back next week. And I'll be talking with Dr. Brady on a new way to potentially treat glaucoma without eye drops. Should be interesting. This is As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegeris.